Zach, this is dictating on Judith Barker. That's B-A-R-K-E-R, B as in boy. Judith, J-U-D-I-T-H. Judith Barker, B as in boy. Date of birth is 11/27/47. Date of visit 8/15/24. Please make a copy for David Myers, M.D. Myers is M-E-Y-E-R-S. David Myers, M.D. M-E-Y-E-R-S. M.D. Date of, let's see, chief complaint is shortness of breath with exertion. Next paragraph is with an illness. This is a 77-year-old female who has had a history of COVID 3 years ago, was experiencing shortness of breath with activity and occasional cough and palpitations. The patient had cardiac evaluations done and subsequently found to have cardiomyopathy, possibly related to COVID infection. And she has been on digoxin and also on Crestor for hyperlipidemia. The patient has had no prior history of chronic lung disease, and she denies smoking. Or significant alcohol use. There's no history of hypertension. She denied chest pains and has no leg swelling or calf muscle pains. Period. She has not had any recent chest x-ray, but has had a CT of the abdomen in April of 23. The next paragraph. Past history. Oh, can you please also mention the patient did have a 2D echo and a myocardial perfusion imaging. And the myocardial perfusion imaging was negative. And the 2D echo showed normal size IVC and normal right atrial pressures. And there was no evidence of aortic stenosis. Ejection fraction was initially low, but had improved to over 40%, period. Next paragraph. Past history includes hypothyroidism, history of COVID-19 infection in 2021, and history of cholecystectomy, hysterectomy, and bladder repair. She has had previous history of pneumonia on two occasions. Next paragraph. Habits of patient deny smoking, no history of alcohol use. Next line, allergies to pollen and grass. Next line, family history, father died of cancer, the liver and bone. Mother died of lung cancer. Next, med list included digoxin, 0.125 milligrams. Two tablets twice a week. Sertraline, 50 milligrams HS. Levothyroxine, 88 micrograms daily. Protonix, 40 milligrams daily. Rosuvastatin, 10 milligrams HS. Cetirizine, 10 milligrams daily. Next paragraph. System review. The patient has had no recent weight loss, no fatigue. She has shortness of breath, no wheezing. The nice, she has occasional cough. No heartburn, but has diarrhea. She has no chest or jaw pain, no palpitations. I'm sorry, she has palpitations and no leg edema. She has anxiety attacks. She has some joint pains and muscle aches. And she has bruising and memory loss. She denies any cataracts or glaucoma. She has urinary frequency, nighttime awakening, and hay fever. Denies skin rash, no itching, and no weakness of the extremities or numbness. Next paragraph. Physical exam, this averagely built elderly white female is alert, no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing or peripheral edema. Blood pressure 110 over 60, pulse 80, respiration 20, temperature 97.5, weight is 124, saturation 97. HEND and non-cephalic pupils are reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is clear, ears no inflammation. Next up, no bruising, no thyroid enlargement. Or lymphadenopathy, chest equal movements with diminished excursions, and wheezes were scattered in the upper chest, no crackles. Heart, the absence of regular S1 and S2, no murmur, no S3 gallop. The abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no organomegaly, the bowel sounds active. Extremities reveal no edema, mild varicosities, no calf tenderness or swelling, reflexes of 1 plus. With no gross motor depth, its cranial nerves grossly intact, skin no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. Chronic dyspnea. Number two is cardiomyopathy. Number three is history of atrial arrhythmias. Number four is reactive airways disease. Number five is hypothyroidism. And next paragraph. Plan. The patient has been advised to get a CT of the chest as well as CT of the chest with contrast, as well as a complete pulmonary function study. She has had recent lab work, and a copy of it will be requested. She was advised to use an albuterol inhaler, 2 puffs, QIDPRN, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks, at which time I'll make an addendum. Thank you for this consultation. This is Dr. D'Souza. Copy for Dr. David Myers. Thank you. This is Dr. D'Souza.